Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People put pressure on their family members. Well, I'm your brother. So? What does that mean I owe you my savings? Because you've acted a fool and didn't obey God. And I owe you my savings because I'm your brother. Well, I'm your son, I'm your daughter, I'm your grandson, I'm your daughter. Listen, friend, listen carefully now. Did you understand you are supposed to be led with family just like you are with anybody else? If Jesus is your Lord, then you're supposed to follow His direction. And if you believe that what you have under your hand is not just totally yours, but you are a steward of it, right? So many times parents are not listening to God. Grandparents are not listening to God. They'll let the devil strip them and impoverish them through sinning children and grandchildren. Don't even ask God about what He should do. Did you hear me now? You're supposed to look to the Lord. You're supposed to say, Lord, what should I do on this? And there'll be times when He will say nothing. Yeah, but they're in a mess. And that's got to be one of the hardest things. That a parent or a grandparent, or even a good friend, do is nothing when you know somebody's hurting. So what are you talking about, Brother Keith? I'm talking about the Bible. Passages that people ignore. A lot of times, see, people are, they're rebelling against God, they're disobeying God, but they want all the blessings. And their life's a mess. And other people keep bailing them out and enabling them to live in this daydream world they're living in. Did you hear me? Where if mama and daddy and other people would stay out of it and leave them in God's hands, God would let them get hungry. Did you hear me? He'd let them hit the bottom. And then maybe they'd cry out to Him and get right. Are y'all with me now? This is important. Do not yield to the devil. I don't care who he's coming through. I don't care how much you love that flesh. Sometimes you got to look at them and say, honey, I love you. I do. And I'll always love you. And I'll always be your mama, your daddy, your friend. But this is not right. I can't do this. They said, well, if you loved me, you'd do it. No, if they loved you, they wouldn't have asked. They're telling you they don't love you by putting you in these situations. And you got to be strong. You got to be a man of God. You got to be a woman of God. And if the Lord tells you don't do something, then you don't do it. I don't care who it's for. You do what He said. Right? If He tells you to give your last money to a stranger, you do it. If He tells you don't do it for your own child, then you don't do it. Right? You're led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Everybody say thankfulness. Thankfulness is a key to qualifying for more. I know some years ago in a time of prayer, waiting on the Lord. The Lord spoke to me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice now, but inside me. Said, Keith, would you like to know how to increase your capacity to receive from me? Well, I didn't have to think about that long at all. Would I like to know how to increase my capacity to receive from Him? Do you know we don't receive according to what God can do? We receive according to our faith. Our ability to receive is the limiting factor. Because God can do anything. Nothing's too hard for Him. I said, yes, yes, and yes. The Lord dealt with me, spoke to my heart. cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. And that's one reason we're teaching this series. Every one of those words are significant. Cultivate, what does that mean? It's not going to happen automatically, right? You're going to have to make an effort towards it. Work on it. Cultivate. You got to remind yourself. Cultivate. Because if you just wake up and listen to what's on the TV and what people in the world are talking about and you flow with that, you'll be griping. You'll be finding fault. You'll be judging. You won't be giving thanks. And if you don't retrain yourself, you'll go all day long and barely say thank you. So you got to cultivate it. Everybody say cultivate. Cultivate a lifestyle. What does that mean? That's how you live. That's in the morning, at night. It's not just at church for a couple of hours. It's all the time. A lifestyle of what? Thanksgiving. Everybody say thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Grateful. Right? Not just empty words, but you're grateful. You're exercising your spirit. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for me. Right? Every time something comes together, every time something happens you prayed for, every time something happens that you sowed for, that you confessed for, not half the time, every time, all the time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Man, it puts your heart in a good place. It puts your mind in a good frame. It sets your spirit in the right direction. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And when you do something for somebody, and even if it's a small thing, you can tell they really appreciate it. They appreciate it. They appreciate you taking your time. They appreciate you spending your money. They appreciate you. What does that make you want to do? You want to do something? Exactly. More. More. You know why? Because you're made in the image and likeness of God. That's how He is. I said, that's how He is. He'll give you something and see what you do with it. Remember the talents? Huh? The man that had one, what'd he do with his? He didn't value it. He was too afraid to do anything with it, and he just hid it, and he lost it. And who got it? The man that had the most. And if you read all the accounts, you'll find that the people spoke out loud while Jesus was teaching. The crowd spoke up and said, Lord, he already has 10. Basically, the Lord said, I know it. But why should the man that's already got 10 get the man's one who only had one? Because the man that has 10 appreciates what he has. He values what he has. He uses what he has, so he qualifies for more and more and more and more and more. And some people look on at others and go, well, that just don't seem fair. They just keep getting blessed and bigger blessings and more blessings. Well, there's a reason. I said, there's a reason. You show me somebody that just blessings just keep coming and keep coming. I'll show you somebody who's thankful. Thankful. You can sneak up on them around the corner of their house and you won't hear cussing and fussing. You'll hear, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you for this lawnmower.
Yes.
Yeah? Huh? Yeah. Now, a fellow that'll wax a lawnmower is the kind of fellow God's looking for.
Yes.
I'm serious. He appreciates his lawnmower. He values his stuff. Right? And I said, boy, you lost me there, Brother Keith. Well, if you have ears to hear it, fine. If you don't, you know, I understand. But valuing what you have, valuing, you can't look at stuff and go, oh, that's that old piece of junk. That's nothing. That's wore out. Yeah, but it's what you have. It's what you have. It's yours. And you must realize what you do with it and how you handle it determines if you get better. And how quickly you get better. Revelation. You can't compare what you have to somebody else. I know the first time I preached a message at Rhema, I'd just been filling out cards, registering people and setting out chairs and, you know, doing natural physical things. And they had asked me, they said, you know, Brother Hagin's going to be gone Thursday. we'd like for you to speak. I said, well, I'd want to help any way I can. And they said, okay, Thursday afternoon. And I left and got in my little 1969 Chevy pickup, started down to our little apartment on Shoot 'Em Up Alley, and got to thinking about it. I thought, man, what did I do? I mean, these people hear Brother Hagin every day. What am I going to do? What am I going to say? I hadn't preached, you know, just an odd time here and there, but I, you know, it'd be a stretch to call me a preacher at that point. And man, I was already set, you know, didn't have cell phones in those days. And when I got home, I was going to call back and say, look, you know, we don't need to do this. These people are, they got serious problems. They don't need somebody like me trying to learn how to preach on them. I mean, this was healing school in the afternoons. And so I got ready to call, and the Lord checked me. He said, you pray about this? I said, well, of course, no, you would know. no. And I realized what that meant. So I put the phone down and literally crawled in the little closet we had, which was very small. Because it was kind of bothering me. And I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and mostly just praying about what I didn't know and didn't have and hadn't done. And finally kind of ran out of gas and just lay there quiet. And a lot of times that's what has to happen before you can hear from God. You're just making too much noise otherwise. And I'm laying there thinking, Lord, surely you don't want me to do this. I mean, I don't want to get up there and make a fool out of myself. I mean, Brother Hagin's been walking with you for, at that time, 50 years or 40-something years, and he's had all these visions and everything, and I'm still trying to see where the books of the Bible are. And laying there quiet, finally, the Lord asked me, he said, do you remember the little boy's lunch? 5 loaves, 2 fish. Yeah, yeah. He said, I can take a little and do a lot with it. That encouraged me greatly. I began to lay there and think about that. Well, yes, he can take a little and do a lot with it. But he began, I don't mean to hurt an audible voice now, but he's speaking to my heart. He said, you feel like you've got so little. And compared to somebody like Brother Hagin, you know, quote half the Bible and walking with me for all these years, you haven't had as much put in you over the time. He said, but you got to value what I've given you. You can't compare yourself to anybody else. You can't say, well, this is nothing, this is small. It's what I've given you. Value it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th. As we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me